News of the secret door and the key being discovered in the Abbey cellars spread swiftly around Redwall, plus, of course, the rumours which were mainly put about by Dibbons.
Havert says we're not to go down to Mr. Spickle's cellars, case googly beasties get us.
What beast googly beasties?
Oh, great huge vermints with teeth and 20 claws.
Beast that right, sissy boy.
Sister Violet was not about to encourage Abbey babes to venture down to the cellars alone. She nodded.
Well, if and Father Abbott says so, I suppose 'tis right enough. Go and wash those paws now before lunch.
As it was a warm, sunny day, the Dibbons dashed off toward the Abbey pond. This was as good an excuse as any for getting wet and paddling about. Sister Violet lumbered after them, wheezing.
Oh, don't run. Wait for me. You're not allowed around that pond on your own. Dogree, come back here.
A committee of Redwall elders was assembled in the orchard to question Bisky, Dwink and Humphrey. Bisky related the events of the incident. Having finished, he stood watching the abbot studying the rusty old iron key, holding it up for inspection. Samuelus was jubilant at the discovery.
Aye, that'll be the very key the riddle spoke of. I'll wager it fits that door like my old grandad's knife he fitted him.
The Laird Bosey brushed a dust speck from his cuff.
What in the name of Clemens is your old grandad's knight going to do with it? Did it have a keyhole?
Brother Cyrillus sniffed audibly.
Sheer foolishness and old beast's tales, that's all it is. The door's probably rusted too badly to open.
Samuelus cut in on him sharply.
The door rusted too badly to open, brother. I'd say that's a bit of sheer foolishness. Leave it to me. There's nothing in this abbey I can't put right, from a wobbly table leg to some rusty old door. And as for old beast's tales, where do you suppose you gained most of your knowledge of herbs and cures, eh?
Brother Tyrellus was taken back by the old mouse's verbal attack. Samuelus was still facing him, his jaw jutting forth truculently. Skipper Rogus placed himself between the pair in an attempt to calm the situation.
Steady on, mateys. This is only a friendly parley. Let's keep it that way. Father Abbott, what's your view on doors and keys?
Abbott Glisson had already formed an opinion ever since the three young ones had told of their discovery. The excitement and happiness in their eyes was enough for him.
Friends, there's no question about it. These three scamps must find what lies beyond the door.
Glisson got no further. He was smothered by Bisky, Dwink and Humphrey, hugging, patting and paw-shaking.
Good old Father Abbott. Thank you kindly, sir.
I knew you was our mate, Father. I just knew it.
And I promise we'll clean out the cellars as soon as we can, Father.
Bosey extricated the abbot from the trio's embrace.
Hold on there. If when you're bound to gang through yon door, I'm coming with you. As protector and warrior of Redwall and its beasties, 'tis my right.
Skipper pounded the mountain hare's back.
Well spoken, but though, I volunteers to come with you.
Samuelus was still ready to argue with any beast.
Well, you lot ain't going nowhere without me. Any objections?
Formal held up a sturdy digging paw.
You need a trusty molar with ye, if a new one's bees exploring under them cellars.
Glisson shook his head in admiration of the formal.
You can't argue with good, sound mole logic. I think it's a sensible idea. Just one more thing. I think we've got enough for the task now. Otherwise, we'll have the entire abbey wanting to come along.
The remark was greeted with general laughter. Perrith the squirrel maid approached. Smiling prettily, she curtsied to the abbot.
I hope they're not thinking of going now, Father. I think they should wait until after lunch.
Bosey winked at her.
Oh, you're right, lassie. Who'd go anywhere without a wee bite of lunch?
Bisky was so excited that he was hard put to gobble down some late spring vegetable soup and a portion of turnip, leek and parsnip pasty. He tried taking in all the information which was being given to him and his friends. Some of it was good and practical advice.
You'll need lanterns. Make sure they're properly filled and trimmed.
Oh, and some flint steel and tinder in case the lights get blown out.
Ropes, too. You'll need ropes. They always come in useful.
Friar Skirple wrinkled his snout at Posy.
And some victuals just to keep me going, sir.
Posy flushed an elegant bow to the friar.
My thanks to you for thinking of the main essentials, sir. You're a paragon among beasties, I'm thinking.